Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and I'm here with Danielle.
Wonder Librarian, what's up?
And we're lucky enough to be here at Toronto Comic Con 2016 edition. We're here with a cosplayer we've followed for a bit, Jillikins. How's it going?
I'm good.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, finally.
Actually, we talked to you briefly at one of the Niagara Falls Comic Cons. We had our picture done with Cosplay for a Cure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Oh, God, 2 years ago, maybe?
2 years ago,
you had a Donna Troy costume on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
the George Perez year.
Yeah. Oh, I love George. George and I went out for dinner that year.
Oh, nice.
It was his birthday that weekend.
It was, yeah. That great guy hugged us all.
Yeah. George is full of love.
Cool. So the first obvious question I want to ask you is, how did you get into cosplay, and what was your first costume?
So I got into cosplay about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I went to my first Comic-Con and noticed that people were dressing up. And then it was, the next year, I was like, no, I'm 100% going to do this. I did a lot of theater when I was younger, and the costumes were always my favorite part. So then when I found out I could wear costumes other places, too, then I was sold.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the first costume I did was Saria from Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And what do your friends and family think about all the cosplay?
My parents actually love it because they like getting to see all the things that I make, and then it also helps when all of a sudden they want curtains made. They're like, oh, hey, you have a sewing machine.
There you go.
Yeah, or my brother's having a baby, and I'm already made a whole bunch of little, like, baby costumes, like a little baby Ewok suit. I'm like, I'm ready for this.
Can I just ask what you're wearing today? Can you tell us a bit about it?
I'm Dexstar from Green Lantern, well, Red Lantern.
Okay.
So basically for Dragon Con this year, a bunch of my friends wanted to do like a Playboy Bunny group as the different lanterns. So everyone's choosing their lantern colors, and I'm like, oh, shoddy red. I want to be red. And they're like, okay, we're all going to be bunnies. I'm like, yep, bunnies.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then I showed up at the convention, I'm like, I'm a cat, guys. Meow.
That's a great matchup.
Yeah. Interesting.
Cool. And what's the longest it ever took you to put together a costume and the shortest amount of time?
The longest it took me is probably, Cassandra probably took me a long time, just because I worked away at it really slowly.
Okay.
And there was a lot of armor stuff that I hadn't done before, so that was a lot of trial and error, where I had about like 3 different mock-ups of breastplate before I actually got the final one. And the shortest would be something that I've sewn basically in a day, flat out, just like kind of done.
Oh, cool. Now, of all your costumes, do you have one that people seem to react to the most?
Raven or Zatanna. It's sort of a tie between the both.
Cool.
I really love my Raven costume. I didn't expect people to love it like as much as people ended up loving it, which was fantastic because I love the Teen Titans a lot.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Who doesn't?
Like, Donna, Raven, and Starfire all like mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really exciting. And then Zatanna, I love a lot as well. So it's great to see that people also love her as much as me. I have a comprehensive statue collection of her. The shrine situation.
Now, I take it you're into comics?
Yeah.
Any favorite series? Anything you could recommend to our listeners?
Favorite series? I really like this one-off series that DC did a while ago called Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
So it's really good. It's all from the villain's point of view who are locked up in the asylum, and they go back into some of their backstory on just sort of more of like a real life and real personality and relationships behind it. It's a really fun one-off series. Like, I have all of it. I hunted it down like crazy.
Cool. Are you more of a DC or a Marvel person?
I'm more of a DC person. Like, I read a lot of Marvel as well, but because Teen Titans was like my first love, you can't really escape that.
Very cool. Now, we have a segment on the show called the Geek Survey.
Oh, I like that one.
You've done one, yeah.
Yeah, I do like it.
If I could ask you a couple questions off that.
Sure.
If there was ever going to be a movie about your cosplay adventures, who would play you in the movie?
I want Anne Hathaway to play me.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Her, I want that.
You can definitely.
Princess Diaries come back, maybe.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, cool.
Nice. And if you could have 3 fictional guests over for dinner, who would you have over?
I want Alfred Pennyworth, for sure. I feel like he has some stories.
He'd be serving and dining?
No. Okay. Both. A little bit of both.
Okay, got it.
Then I'd probably... I want Zatanna, 100%, because she's got a lot of style, a lot of grace. And then... I probably want want someone, maybe Guy Gardner.
Oh.
I'm going to be Guy Gardner tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But
oh, nice.
I feel like he'd also stir things up. It would be a lot of fun at a party.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good answer. I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to come
you need
by.
You need some well-behaved guests, and then you need the one to rile stuff up and kind of be a jerk in a nice way.
Party, yep.
Yeah.
And take them out with one punch.
Yep.
Cool. And where on social media can people go to check out your costume?
On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. I have the same username on, like, everything.
Okay.
You can even look me up on, like, PSN. All the same.
Uh-huh.
All Jillikins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any future cosplays in the works you can talk about?
I'm going to PAX next month, and what I'm trying to get done is Petra Avenge from Destiny. So I don't know if that'll actually get done or not, but that's a pipe dream. We'll see.
Cool. Hey, we appreciate you talking to us. It was great to finally meet you, and definitely we have to swing by tomorrow and see that Guy Gardner costume.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.